whether an architect can even design that we can break the walls of the tomb and just keep the dome suspended, you see, with certain magnetic forces or something like that. so that the view is open to all in the world. But that cannot be done because the walls have been touched by Baba. Baba has lived there. These stones are precious because these stones, do you know this history of how the tomb was built? There was the post office down the hill near the railway lines where first Baba made his habitation there. It was the military post office. So there he stayed there when he went there for the first time. And then it was there. Then of course the barracks were renovated, then the barracks got into at present you call the Mandli Hall where Muhammad is there, that came later on. There was another one which is the Dharamshala. Fortunate are they who are living now in Dharamshala, staying there, because that's the original building, which has of course is gone wacky and out of shape from that original shape, which you see sometimes. How did he get that? The old Dharamshala. In one of the strips, I was surprised. Was he taken there to Mehrabad? Louis Van Gastel? Yeah. Huh?
They had Muhammad. Remember?
Yeah, Muhammad there, and the post is all crooked and all that. You see, that was the old Dharamshala there, which is now renovated and made into Dharamshala. So, what was I saying? I forget now.
About how the tomb was built.
How the tomb was built was that there was a post office there. Prior to shifting to these places, Baba was there. And naturally when he shifted from that habitation to another one, it remained vacant there. Well, military had gone, passed away, the trains are moving, steam engines are going up and down, trains are going and all that. So we receive a notice saying that this structure is too close to the railway lines. You better dismantle it because it is dangerous. It wasn't dangerous when the military had built it and military occupied it. It was built specially for that purpose there, as close to the railway lines as possible. There was a railway station nearby. At that where the level crossing is, where you cross, there was a station there. The flag station, we call it. So that's how it was. So we remained unmindful of it. Who cares for that? It's a structure. They had themselves built, the government built. Why should we bother about dismantling it? We can keep something. We store it. It was a stone structure. Nothing would happen except the roof might catch fire from the little sparks that fly out of the steam engine, you see. So again they sent a notice. Nobody cared for it. Third time they sent, after some years, they said, if you don't dismantle it, we are about to dismantle it ourselves and charge you for it. We know when they dismantle what the charges will be. It will be 10 times more than what we can dismantle and have it. So Baba said, well, dismantle it when they are pestering us like that, dismantle it. So the heaps of stones were lying there. We had dismantled it. The roof was removed and all that. The walls were broken and all that. So all the stones that remained there, then Baba said that let these stones go up the hill and create a place for my last rest. So that's how the stones that you see on the tomb there are from the Dharamshala. Yeah. Or from the post office. That's how it is.
A little sequel to that, we were digging some tree holes two years ago and came across a foundation near the railroad track. So we continued to dig it all up, to not removing the foundation, but exposing the foundation. So we exposed the original foundation of the post office and put marking stones which are painted a light blue color. So as you're passing, as you're walking up the hill, back across the railroad tracks on the way to the tomb, on the right you can see the line, the outline of the original site of the post office.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where those 7 marks are.
Yeah.
And there was Sai Baba, Sai Darbar also just there, you see, where I think now there's an open space, and so there was that platform. Baba called it Sai Darbar and all that, named after Sai Baba. So topography changes. Howsoever much we want to preserve it, it gets changed, the face gets changed naturally.
Yeah. The kind of buildings that Bharat put up in those days would be, well then, of course he had to remove too as soon as they were finished.
But yeah.
Chatiya and
Tatta, Chatai,
bamboo
matting.
Matting.
Yeah. All,
holes,
yeah.
Holes
behind your, behind that hall, there was what do you call, tea dispensary, and our quarters were made out of bamboo matting. When I went there in 1938, I had to stay there in those quarters that were not the well-built stark quarters that you have now. We were housing ourselves under a tin roof and bamboo matting with bamboo poles and all, posts and all that.
But that was hot in the summertime, wasn't it?
So what?
So what?
We
you
were told,
sweat.
Yeah, you said it is good for our health. Keeps the pores open, you know. Makes them breathe properly. You should come and stay in my cabin that is there now where I stay in summer months.
Real cool.
Yeah.
Real cool, huh?
Yeah.
It's air conditioned.
Oh.
It's like bakery. In summer months.
Yeah. Hold that.
Why was the decision made to strip the whitewashing off the sides of the tomb and have the natural finish? Was there some story?
You see, what had happened was that some years ago, the stones, you know, Baba never allowed us to renovate anything or to just color wash or do anything of that sort. And the stones that were taken from down below and built there, they were not properly dressed, whatever they were placed there in a position. And they had all mud and earth and everything was there. Nobody had taken care, you see, to polish them and give a good look to it. No facelifting was done there. So it remained there and Baba didn't want us to, no time was there, you see. And not that Baba would take interest in all these buildings or do anything of that sort. Even when we on our own suggest, Baba, it's long time. They need to have little linseed oil, you know, the wood is getting so dried now.
Yes.
Well, you have got 700 years to do all that after I pass away. That's how, that was how the mood was. Nothing. After Baba passed away, we got that mare retreat and other things oiled and treated properly. Yeah, otherwise it was like that. So in that process, well, what can we do? How to clean every stone and all this? The best is to put a white wash, you know, like this. Not this. This has been a. This is at far advanced now. White, you know, what do you call it? Chuna?
Lime
wash. Lime wash. That's how we had done it. But then when Mani and others saw that, so what have we done? She didn't like it and she didn't appreciate it. So we have lost the glamour of the old tomb structure, you see. So then she had in her mind for a long time, and then that was removed and polished and gave a stone effect. Otherwise we used to lose the effect of the original. That's why that was scrubbed and washed and cleaned. Even now he says that this dome is not going to last long. This is what he told us the other day, because the plaster seems to sound hollow there now. Because of the great heat, you know, concentration of heat now. Sun, you know, summer month, it's terrible here.
So the dome is sound.
The dome, the plaster. So what will happen to the, what is going to happen to the mural? What is going to happen to this? What is going to happen to that? And it's all there, you know. So that's the reason why we want to just pass away soon. So it will be somebody else's headache, you see. No, but don't throw it on Ted also. He has had enough, and he has enough on his head. So these are, really speaking, these are the little things, although they sound to be little, but they are great things for us, you see. We are concerned about all these things.
Hmm. Were there any buildings, Ted, on the side of the Pilgrim Center now? I was looking at Bao's book and it shows the side of a bar, but that looks like it was closer to the road. I heard, although I'm not sure, that there was a mad ashram.
Yeah, it was
there.
Yeah.
Where we used to eat?
Yeah, no, just behind where you used to eat, you know, the early years. So between the pilgrim center, it's a part of the pilgrim center was also Mad Ashram. Of course. That's why Padis used to call you loonies. You know. The modern loonies have come.